This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. And joining us in studio today is Kathy Renfro, the executive director of the Carbondale Park District. There's a concert coming up, a benefit concert for the Park District. It's a joint effort between Carbondale Park District and the SIU Student Center to bring the community and the university together to hear the Phonics of Caro. They bring the life to the old Motown hits. Kathy, thanks for joining us today.
Really glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
When I say Phonics of Caro, I'm sure there are some people who are familiar with that because they performed in Carbondale even a few times already this year. But if for those who may not be familiar, who or what is Phonics of Caro?
The band is just an incredible group of musicians. They have a three-piece horn section, some vocal harmonies that are just almost beyond my description. And they've got a great lead guitar player, bass player. The band leader, Harry Williams, is the drummer and also does a lot of vocals. And they're going to feature the music of the Temptations on Friday night. So a great opportunity. Just the Park District's hoping to get some people on campus who may not normally have business, here on a daily basis. And just to celebrate that beautiful Shryock Auditorium. Even if you've heard the band around town, it's going to be different in that auditorium with the great acoustics and a big stage where we can see all those musicians.
Right.
Really looking forward to it.
And the neat thing is all the group is made up of entirely of Southern Illinoisans, right? From, I guess, Caro to Carterville, you were saying that the group members, so they're from throughout the region.
Yeah, and a lot of our local heroes, Shaddy Frick, for example, he's plays in the horn section and it also is the middle school band teacher here in Carbondale. So if you're looking for a hero, Shaddy could be your guy. Just not only a dedicated community member, but also just an incredible musician and a chance to appreciate Shaddy. One way is to get some tickets and come on out to the show. And all those musicians are working hard to get this show together for us this week. Kind of a rare opportunity, something new that we haven't seen at the Phonics. Since they're featuring the music of the Temptations, they'll have the Steppers out front. So there'll be some dancing going up on stage. And I'm guessing the audience may be dancing before the concert gets through.
Yeah, Motown kind of lends itself to that sort of thing, doesn't it? But we'll talk about tickets and get the details of the dates. And you mentioned it's at Shryock. It's coming up this Friday. Let's hear a little bit of the Phonics of Caro while we talk about them. I can just imagine some folks out there right now kind of doing a little two-step out there to that music. That's going to be fantastic. What a great sound.
Yeah, and I do believe you'll be able to purchase some of their music there. You know, like we like to say, you could take the band home with you after the show. It's a family-friendly event, great for the whole family. There'll be so much going on stage. I think even the younger children will be really engaged and fascinated by all that's happening up there. Keyboard player, again, great vocals. And we were talking earlier that a lot of us grew up with this music and we've listened to it through various stages of our lives, but we've just never had the opportunity to see it performed live.
Right.
A real treat, I think. And I think I'm right in saying that, Shryock's almost 100 years old. So again, be appreciative of this jewel that we have on campus. And if you live maybe in Harrisburg or Olin and you haven't been to Carbondale in a while, we really like to invite you to come out right before the holidays. They're kind of sneaking up on us. So also an opportunity just to be grateful for this beautiful place that we live and this great music that we have. Bring a friend, bring your neighbor, be grateful for the things that we have, and we can all celebrate together on Friday night.
Right.
Over at Shryock.
Friday night, 7 o'clock at Shryock. Yeah, it's a great time to just kind of let loose, maybe forget some of the issues going on in your lives and just kind of have some fun.
And how nice on Monday morning to kind of be planning your next weekend adventure, something to look forward to. Call a friend, let them know that you're going to get some tickets for them. And you can do that by calling 453-2000. Again, that's 618-453-2000. Or you could check out our website at the Carbondale Park District at cpkd.org and go to our events page, and we can hook you up right over to the ticket office at Athletics.
Outstanding. And again, we mentioned that this is a fundraiser for the Park District. Kathy, give us an idea of how do you use some of these funds that you raise at events like this?
Really, I think the fundraising, it's always important to all of us right now, but this is really more of an effort on the Park District's part to bring the community together. We'd like to pay the band and take care of, you know, all the fees that are associated with that kind of a show, but we've kept the tickets low at $15. So again, it's more of the idea of community and coming together, the Park District's invitation to everybody in Southern Illinois to come onto campus. And we're just delighted to be working with the SIU Student Center. So $2 tickets are available for the students. So again, an opportunity for the community members like myself that maybe don't get the opportunity to interact with the students as often as those folks on campus. And it's nice to welcome them here and to make them feel that they're an important part of our town. And it's pretty easy to share some great music and sort of have that shared memory as we move forward.
Kathy, thanks for joining us, and we'll get folks out there. Phonics of Caro, Friday night, 7 o'clock at Shryock Auditorium.